In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today is a wonderful day in the Church. It is a glorification of the Mother of God, the Saturday of the fourth week. My beloved, the Mother of God is the ladder through which the Lord came down to us and is a key for us to come to our Lord, because through her he had made the first miracle, through her request and through her prayers he is showing extra mercy for us, because she is pleading all the time for us, because she has adopted us, all of us, as her own children, because she loves us so. Even though she knows that we were the cause of the suffering of the Lord, all this time that he has come on this earth, and to finally, before the crucifixion and crucifixion, and he suffered this all because of us, because of me, because of you, because of all our sins. And this is why he had suffered. If we didn't commit those sins, then he wouldn't have to suffer so much. But we were oblivious when we were doing those sins. Maybe now, as we're going a little more, becoming mature, maybe now we start to realize that every sin that we have ever committed has caused a pain to the Lord and to the Mother of God, seeing the pain of her Son. You know, those of us who have children and those who have relatives and those who have a little bit of love in their heart for the Lord and thus for each other, we know that if we see somebody suffer, it causes us pain. This is what the true love is. The love co-suffers. When we have love, we co-suffer with those who are suffering, and we can rejoice with those who are rejoicing. But the Mother of God, there is no way that we can continue to praise the Mother of God, that would be really sufficient for what she has done and what she is doing for us. We all believe, we all know that she really does pray for us, and she is asking the Lord to be merciful on us. Of course, our God is God of mercy, but our sins sometimes will go so far and so far away from the love of the Lord that remember that when we had the reading of the a couple of days ago on the matins of the Saint Mary of Egypt, when we read the life of her during the canon of Saint Andrew, the creed, where the full canon was said, well, remember that the Lord didn't want Mary of Egypt to come into the church to venerate the cross, because she has lived such a filthy life, and no matter how much she tried to get into the church, there's some power, of course the Lord's power, what kept her away, and she couldn't get through no matter what until she was totally exhausted. But then when she saw the icon of the Mother of God, she pleaded with the Mother of God to say a word for her on her behalf, and to ask the Lord to give her another chance to really straighten out. And she did. And the Mother of God pleaded with the Son, and the Son had, on her request, had allowed the entrance of Mary of Egypt to come into the church. And she came in, and she was humbled in her heart. She recognized, of course, that she was a great sinner. And she went and she venerated the cross, and then she went and changed totally her life. She went towards the ask the people where it is a desert that she wanted to go to, across the river Jordan. And she had gotten to the place, and she had with herself only three loaves of bread, and that lasted her for 5 years. My beloved, she lived. Finally, she had conquered. For 17 years she led a terrible life, and for 17 years she has suffered and struggled against the passions, against the temptations of the evil one. For 17 years, and she was able to conquer the evil one. Then she had lived for many, many years on nothing but some roots or something that she may have found in the desert. And this will probably come in tomorrow's sermon. But the reason I mentioned that is to show you that there is no sins that the Mother of God is not willing to wash away from us, so that we can come appear before the Lord. The Mother of God is truly our Mother, and we have to recognize that, and we have to be grateful to her. We have to thank her and be grateful that she protects us from the evil ones, and she pleads with the Son all the time not to punish us really severely, so, and to give us again a chances again and again and again, so that we will be able to truly be converted in our heart, and to be able to rejoice with the heavenly dwellers for eternity. My beloved Mother of God had made so many miracles in the world through her icons, through the holy icons, and was visiting the saints and sometimes even sinners, and she has helped so many multitude of people to come into the kingdom of heaven. If it wasn't for her interference or her pleadings with the Lord, rightfully we should have been all condemned long, long time ago. But the Mother of God keeps us all the time safe, so that the enemy will not be able to take the advantage over us because of our own doings, because of our own sins. Let's understand it. Again, my beloved, the sins is what causes and gives the power of the evil one to bind us and take us away from the Lord. And so we got to learn to curtail and to try to stop the sinning. But we'll never do it unless we fight the passions. What is the passions? Many times we have heard about that. Well, the passions is the sins that become such as a second nature to us. We get so used to it. We do it so much, so many times. So finally, we don't see that it's a sin anymore, and we just continue to do it, and we're shackled totally. And we got to get rid of those passions. As the last week we had St. John the Latter, and we know that the steps, we also know that how he explained we have to get rid of the passions that we have. And there is seven heads in a monster that you chop off one head, there's still six more to go, and we keep on chopping one head, one passion after another, until we finally destroy all of them. Then you will see that not having the passions anymore that gives the growth to the sins, we will start to sin less and less, and that will be the greatest glorifying of the Mother of God, because the Mother of God This is what she is waiting for. She is waiting for us to stop pleasing the filthy demons and ourselves when we go against the Lord, and then to try to please the Lord by living the life according to the gospel, according to the teachings of her son. She is going to continue to plead for us, but we must make an effort, because that's the only real thing that's going to make her rejoicing, because we are telling her all the time to rejoice in the carpets that we had the song yesterday. We're saying it in the prayers many times, rejoice to the Mother of God, as the Gabriel, Saint Gabriel, the Archangel, gave her the first time the message of rejoicing. Well, but we have to be serious about it. The real rejoicement for the Mother of God will be when we start changing, when we will start to turning to our Lord, and we will truly then will accept Him as our Savior. And this will be the greatest rejoicement for the Mother of God, the greatest gift we can give it to her. Mother of God, please continue to plead for us so that we will change, and so we become better and better, and finally be able to shed off all those things that are an abomination, or all those things that the Lord has suffered for, so that we at least won't be causes of more suffering to you and to heavenly dwellers, God and angel, and all the heavenly dwellers. Amen.